Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasatim Vyasam. Tato Jayam Udirayet. So we're continuing studying Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, entitled Prahlad, the Saintly Son of Hiranyakashipu. We're reading today texts 33 through 35. So 35 has purport. We'll read 35 today. I'll first read text 33 and 34. Ityukto parautam putram hiranyakashi purusha andi kritatma sotsangan nirasjata mahitale. Translation. After Prahlad Maharaj had spoken in this way and become silent, Hiranyakashipu, blinded by anger, threw him off his lap and onto the ground. Text 34. Ahamarsha rushavishta kashayi bhutalochana vadyatam ashvayam vadyo nisarayata nairitaya. Translation. Indignant and angry, his reddish eyes like molten copper, Hiranyakasipu said to his servants, "O demons, take this boy away from me. He deserves to be killed. Kill him as soon as possible." And text 35, responsively, please. I am me bratriha soyam. I am me bratriha soyam. Hitta swan surido dhamma. Hitta swan surido dhamma. Pitrivya hantu padau yo. Pitrivya hantu apadau yo. Vishnur dasavadar archati. Vishnur dasavadar archati. I am me bratriha soyam. Hitta swan suhrido dhamma. Pitrivya hantu padau yo. Vishnur dasavadarchati. I am this.
My.
Bratriha. Killer of the brother. Saha. He. I am this. Hitta. Giving up. Swan. On. Surida. Well-wishers. Adama. Very low. Pitrivya hantu. Of he who killed his uncle Hiranyaksha. Pado. At the 2 feet. Yeah. He who? Vishnu. Of Lord Vishnu. Dasavat. Like a servant. Archati. Serves. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. This boy Prahlad is the killer of my brother, for he has given up his family to engage in the devotional service of the enemy, Lord Vishnu, like a menial servant. Can repeat? This boy Prahlad is the killer of my brother, for he has given up his family to engage in the devotional service of the enemy, Lord Vishnu, like a menial servant. Purport. Hiranyakasipu considered his son Prahlad Maharaj to be the killer of his brother because Prahlad Maharaj was engaged in the devotional service of Lord Vishnu. In other words, Prahlad Maharaj would be elevated to Sarupya liberation, and in that sense he resembled Lord Vishnu. Therefore, Prahlad was to be killed by Hiranyakasipu. Devotees, Vaishnavas, attain the liberations of Sarupya, Salokya, Sarishti, and Samripya, whereas the Mayavadis are supposed to attain the liberation known as Sayujya. Sayujya Mukti, however, is not very secure, whereas Sarupya Mukti, Salokya Mukti, Sarishti Mukti, and Samipya Mukti are most certain. Although the servants of Lord Vishnu, Narayan, in the Vaikuntha planets are equally situated with the Lord, the devotees there know very well that the Lord is the master, whereas they are servants. Om Agyanati Madandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Dishatarni Panchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. We'll read the verses again. Prahlad Maharaj just gave some nice instructions, three very wonderful verses, very often quoted by Srila Prabhupada. Now, this is the result, is that 33 is, after Prahlad Maharaj has spoken in this way and become silent, Hiranyakasipu, blinded by anger, threw him off his lap and onto the ground. Indignant and angry, his reddish eyes like molten copper, Hiranyakasipu said to his servants, "O demons, take this boy away from me. He deserves to be killed. Kill him as soon as possible. This boy, Prahlad, is the killer of my brother, for he has given up his family to engage in the devotional service of the enemy, Lord Vishnu, like a menial servant." So, it's very dramatic. We have many dramas. We've portrayed this same section here of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Very dramatic portion. Now, of course, Hiranyakasipu, he's not an ordinary personality. He's not an ordinary demon. He's about to be killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Nrisimhadev, in a very unique form of the Lord. It's described that when Lord Nrisimhadev, after Lord Nrisimhadev killed Hiranyakasipu, it's described that Lakshmi Devi had never seen such a form before. So this is a very interesting drama that is taking place. So many times the devotees have enacted these dramas in plays. In fact, it's said that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he heard particularly this section of Srimad Bhagavatam and the section of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj and Charita and Prahlad Charita, he heard hundreds of times like this. He used to again and again hear these particular sections of Srimad Bhagavatam. Very wonderful. devotees can take so much inspiration and instruction from these sections. These, just like I said, these three verses previous to today's class, so many times were quoted by Srila Prabhupada because of their wonderful instructions. Prahlad Maharaj, he's Mahajan. Mahajano yena gata sapanta. We're trying to follow in the footsteps of the Mahajans, of who Prahlad Maharaj is one of the predominant ones like that from his very birth. So here in the purport, it's very interesting that Srila Prabhupada mentioned some terminology, Sanskrit terminology, he didn't give translations for. I think it's by this time, 7th canto, the devotees were expected to know these terms. Sarupya, Salokya, Sarishti, Samipya, and Sayuja, which were described in the 3rd canto, particularly mentioned, Devahuti, or in the Devahuti Kapila Samvad, it's described there that Salokya, Sarishti, Samipya, Sarupya, Ikanti, Apyuta, Diyamanam Nagrinanti, Bina Matsevanam Jana. So there it's described that the devotees, Diyamanam Nagrinanti, they don't accept these types of liberation, Bina Matsevanam Jana, without devotional service. Devotional service is more relishable to them. So anyway, these five types of liberation are described in this verse and again today in the purport. So it's expected you should be knowing these, what these terms are, no? I mean, I think anyone who speaks Hindi or little Sanskrit, they can understand, no? Sarupya? Liberation. Huh? Liberation. Liberation. What kind of liberation? Sarupya. What kind of liberation is Sarupya? Taking the form of the Lord. Sarupya. Sarupya. Rupya means the form. Sarupya. And Salokya? Huh? Living on the same planet as the Lord. Salokya. And Sarishti. Sarishti? It's having the same opulence as the Lord. Same opulence. One can have the same opulence as the Lord. So these are Sarupya. This Srila Prabhupada says that Sarupya was the liberation that Prahlad Maharaj was going to get, according to the Srila Prabhupada, because he resembled Lord Vishnu. Says, in other words, Prahlad Maharaj would be elevated to Sarupya liberation. In that sense, he resembled Lord Vishnu, because here Hiranyakasipu is saying that he's taking up the devotional service of the enemy. All right, so where we are, Samipya. Bearing the Lord, near the Lord, being like an associate, eternal associate of the Lord. Just like Arjuna. What does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? Bahuni me vititani, janmani tavacharjuna. That many births we have taken together. We have appeared many times, and you're coming in this time. Krishna is describing that I spoke this Bhagavad Gita to the sun god. So you were there, but you forget it. You forgot. What is it? Tani aham sarva bhutani? Anyway. Jai Shri Sri Gaurantara. Krishna Balaram, Shri Shri Shraddha Shamsundar. So, now the point is that there's being described here. We just read this verse, Kapila Devahuti Samvad. It's very interesting that Diyamanam Nagrinanti, their devotees, they're not interested in these things. And Prahlad Maharaj, he also, when Nrisingadev offered Prahlad Maharaj a benediction, Prahlad Maharaj, he replied that, I'm not some kind of merchant. What is that? Nasabritya sabai banik. I'm servant. I'm not merchant that I should ask something for my service and get some kind of benediction from you. So this is, I found very nice looking at these verses that this Salokya, Sarishti, these types of liberation, very interesting purport here in the fourth canto in the story of Paranjana. Narad Muni is narrating story of Paranjana to King Parchinabarhi. And it's described how this Paranjana, he left his body and his wife was lamenting, and then one Brahman came. So in this description it's described, I'll just read something very interesting because we're all here in Vrindavan. Some of you are living here longer time than others. But it says, in conclusion, if a disciple is very serious to execute the mission of the spiritual master, he immediately associates with the Supreme Personality of Godhead by Vani or Vapu. This is the only secret of success in seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Instead of being eager to see the Lord in some bush of Vrindavan, while at the same time engaging in sense gratification, if one instead sticks to the principle of following the words of the spiritual master, he will see the Supreme Lord without difficulty. Srila Bilva Mangala Thakur has therefore said, Bhaktis tvais tiratara bhagavan yadi syad daivena na phalati divya kishora murti mukti swayam mukulitanjali sevate sman dharmartha kama gataya samaya pratiksha. Very nice verse Bilva Mangala Thakur spoke. Srila Prabhupada quotes especially the third line, mukti swayam mukulitanjali sevate sman. He says, if I am engaged in devotional service unto you, this is Bilva Mangala Thakur's prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If I am engaged in devotional service unto you, my dear Lord, then very easily I can perceive your presence everywhere. And as far as liberation is concerned, I think that liberation stands at my door with folded hands, waiting to serve me. And all material conveniences of dharma, religiosity, artha, economic development, and kama, sense gratification, stand with her. Then Srila Prabhupada continues the purport. If one is very highly advanced in devotional service, he will have no difficulty in seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It goes on. So, this is actually one of the symptoms. Srila Rupa Goswami actually begins Nectar of Devotion. What else we got here? Okay. This one here. Oh yes. Okay, this Srila Rupa Goswami, he begins Nectar Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he entitled it, with the symptoms of pure devotional service. He begins with offering obeisances, different obeisances to the Supreme Lord and to his brother Sanatana Goswami. And the 17th verse of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he gives a description of the symptoms of devotional service. And there he says, Kleshagni Subhada Moksha Laguta Krit Sudurlabha Sandranan Sandrananda Visheshatma Sri Krishna Akarshani Chasa. Because we're, Srila Prabhupada mentioned these different types of liberation in the purport, here we have the description. Rupa Goswami says, Moksha Laguta Krit. That means for the devotees who are engaged in pure devotional service, moksha, they don't consider very important. Lagu means kind of like the opposite of guru, or maybe exactly opposite, maybe. But it's very insignificant. Guru is very heavy, very important. Lagu means very insignificant. Lagutakrit, moksha lagutakrit, the devotional service, first of all, kleshagni is very, very first symptom of devotional service, frees one from all types of miseries. Subhada, it gives one a very auspicious, shubha. And moksha lagutakrit. Sudurlaba, very rare. Devotional service is very rare. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhye. Hardly, very few people can even begin devotional service, what to speak of becoming advanced in a pure devotional service, very rare. And then sandrananda visheshatma, that's one feels wonderful transcendental bliss. It's actually described that Chaitanya Bhagavat is described that how the devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, they don't even feel these miseries. He's about to be tortured so much by his father, tried to be killed in so many ways. They tried to kill Prahlad Maharaj, but Prahlad Maharaj, he's not at all affected, and his consciousness is fixed on the lotus feet of the Lord because he's enjoying such, this is Visheshatma Sandrananda. He's enjoying such wonderful, you can just imagine how these, just like Bharat Maharaj, he had all the opulences of the desired by demigods, even Lord Indra desired the opulence that had by. And the Goswamis, the six Goswamis is described. What is that? Chakva Turna Masesha Mandalipti Shrenim Sadat Tuchavat. Tuchavat, very similar, Laguta Krit, like that, very insignificant. They gave it up to, what is that? Masesha Mandalipati. They were great ministers, and Raghunath Das Goswami, his father and uncle.
So much. Oh, all right.
We'll get it later. So they had such opulence, they gave up just like insignificant because they're, thank you so much. They had a higher taste. What is that? Vasavarjam rasopyasya param drishva nivartate. Param drishva nivartate. That ordinary karmis, jnanis, they can't imagine the opulences of the devotees. Hiranyakasipu, he's conquered the whole three worlds, but he's defeated by his five-year-old son, Prahlad Maharaj. That can't be imitated. But we have to follow the steps of the Prahlad Maharaj, that Hiranyakasipu has opulences of King Indra, but Prahlad Maharaj is not—he's not even interested in inheriting those opulences. He simply wants the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's his only opulences. Sagunan samatityaita. Devotee is situated beyond the modes of material nature. So here, Hiranyakasipu, he's not appreciated the opulences of Prahlad. He taking him as an enemy. He's the killer of my brother, and he's engaged in the devotional service of my enemy. He's on the other side. He's killed him as soon as possible. So this is the mood that the devotees, they're always harassed by the demons. Srila Prabhupada many times gave the example of Lord Jesus Christ, how he was crucified simply for preaching devotional service to the Lord. Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur in our line, they're, Nityananda Prabhu was attacked by Jagai and Madai, and Haridas Thakur was caned in the marketplace. This is actually, Srila Prabhupada used to tell us that this is the symptom of that one's preaching is in the proper line. If he has trouble given, if he meets with obstacles, if he meets with opposition by the demons, they become agitated, then one can understand that his preaching is successful. Srila Prabhupada, of course, the devotees, very nice, I read something that the devotees, they're not at all disturbed in such situations. They're ready to do anything on behalf of their spiritual master. I was watching one Remembrances by Dayananda Prabhu. I think he opened the Los Angeles temple, and he was telling about some early days in India, how I think it was Malati, that she was serving Srila Prabhupada while in the presence of Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers, and she was feeling, I don't know, maybe it wasn't Malati, but any woman, any disciple, man or woman, could be exchanged. Srila Prabhupada wanted to put the doubts, wanted to clear the doubts of his godbrothers, that what is the qualification for these woman to serve me. And Srila Prabhupada said, she will slit her neck for me. Malati, you were there when they I'm saying when Dayananda was speaking this story in Los Angeles, because it was a recording from Los Angeles. I was watching just a couple weeks ago. So he was telling this story. I don't know. Did he say that I would do the same for her? No, I don't know. But that's the point. Is that the disciples, all the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they were ready to do anything, and that is the that is called Guru Nishtha. No, that the devotees were prepared to go anywhere. Narayana para sarve nakutas chana bibhyati swargapa varga narakeshu. Apitulyarta darshana, that the devotees, they don't distinguish heaven and hell or liberation. They're ready, they see everything equally. Why? Why is that? Because just what I was reading earlier, they're engaged in the service of their instructions. They're following the instructions of their parampara. They're trying to please their spiritual master and the Supreme Lord. So for them, they're always situated in transcendental happiness beyond anything that one can't be disturbed, anything by the miseries of this material world. Brahmananda Prabhu, I think recently you celebrated his disappearance anniversary. Him and his brother, Gargamuni, they went immediately. Srila Prabhupada asked them, you go to Pakistan, Bangladesh, for preaching, Muslim countries. So they went immediately on the order of the spiritual master. And we have our godbrother here, Gopal, they were going on the train to some program. Srila Prabhupada said, why don't you go here and offer in temple? So immediately, they're ready to follow the instructions of the spiritual master, taking that order as their life and soul. So that is the mood of the devotees. They want to follow yasya devi parabhaktir yata devi tatagaru. Just like they worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they have that much devotion to the, maybe sometimes we see they have more devotion to the spiritual master. Who knows the Supreme Lord? We're not qualified. How we can know anything about the Supreme Lord? But we have his representative, the spiritual master. So we take very, as our life and soul, very seriously the order of the spiritual master. Then we can know something about Krishna by his grace, That is the process. What is that? Tasyaite katita hyarta prakashanti mahatmana. That everything becomes manifested to someone who has that faith in the spiritual master and the Supreme Lord. Then everything becomes manifest. Then we don't have to study very hard. No, actually, studying very hard this instructions of the spiritual master is the duty of the disciple. We have, I think you're starting now, this Bhakti Shastri or whatever you're studying in the VIHE. So this is, Srila Prabhupada had this desire actually that the devotees should come to Vrindavan and study very carefully this scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Nectar Devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. We're coming here to Vrindavan. This is the place of the six Goswamis. They took so much trouble. What is that verse? Nana Shastra Vichara Naikam Nipuno. Sad Dharma Samstapako. They came to establish real religious principles by taking from the scriptures. Nana Shastra. So many scriptures are there. Rupa Goswami in his Nectar Devotion, he quotes so many different scriptures, not just simply taking some here and there, cutting up like this, but very nipuno, very expertly he's presenting this science of devotional service, this following in his footsteps. Srila Jiva Goswami wrote so many verses, some 400,000 they say, and still they're studying. What is that in the Varanasi? University like that, huh? They still have department of studying Jiva Goswami's Satsandarbha. They took so much trouble to present this Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada spent all of his sleeping time, he didn't sleep. He translated Srimad Bhagavatam for our benefit, Chaitanya Charitamrita, for our benefit. So it's our duty to take advantage of these literatures and follow carefully in the instructions of the spiritual master. Then I had one other verse. Found another verse that was I wanted to read about later on in the next chapter. Very interesting verse. We'll just read that. It says, nothing is unattainable for devotees who have satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the cause of all causes, the original source of everything. The Lord is the reservoir of unlimited spiritual qualities. For devotees, therefore, who are transcendental to the modes of material nature, what is the use of following the principles of religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation, which are all automatically obtainable under the influence of the modes of material nature? We devotees always glorify the lotus feet of the Lord, and therefore we need not ask for anything in terms of dharma, art, kama, artha, and moksha. This is a test that if devotees are fully satisfied with devotional service, then they're properly situated. Otherwise, if someone has some other types of desires, he's not properly situated. Rupa Goswami, Anya Apilasita Sunyam. One can't have other types of desires and be considered a high-grade devotee. Whereas if someone doesn't care for any of these other things, doesn't matter, he may not be a sannyasi or some kind of great leader or anything, but he's properly situated if he's free from all these other types of desires. One should simply be desirous to engage in the service of the servant of the Lord. Vishnur Dashavad Archati, just like a servant, Prahlad Maharaj. So, we can stop there? Any? Is that all right? Somebody's questions or comments? Did I speak something? Can I add anything? No? Is there anything wrong? You're going to chastise me anything later? Later only. All right. No questions or comments? Kantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.